It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. We just got past the primary, but Marcel Henri gives us a preview of what's going to appear on the general election ballot. Morning, Marcel.
Aloha, Catherine. Good to be here.
I can imagine Scott and his team are just like, barely catching their breath, and they have to look forward to November.
They've got to turn right back around and dream it all up again.
Exactly. So what's on tap?
Well, we're looking at a few key things that could come up. Foremost is a proposed constitutional amendment. And the language is a little vague, but it's basically something that would allow the legislature to raise a tax surcharge on, quote, investment real properties in order to support public education. There's also a potential constitutional convention. Now, every 10 years, this comes up on the ballot for voters to decide whether we need to hold a constitutional convention. Should they decide that we do need one, that could open up a whole other host of potential constitutional amendments as well. You're talking possibly term limits for state legislators, citizen ballot initiatives, changes in union requirements, even somebody pointed out potential single-payer health care language. All sorts of things would be on the table.
Right, and we haven't had one of these in a while.
Believe it's 1978 was the last one. So, yeah, that would be a big deal. A lot of people look at constitutional conventions as a way to kind of bypass what happens at the state legislature. You're not happy or you're frustrated with the pace and progress of things there. It's just one opportunity, but it's also a double-edged sword, right? It all kind of depends on what comes out of that convention.
Right, and then the counties will have a special language on the ballots as well. Explain that.
Right, so they're looking at charter amendments, and we are seeing some proposed charter amendments coming out in all the counties. On Oahu, for example, there's one that would look to fix these quorum and voting issues that have plagued the HART board, the rail board, for the last year or so. Actually shorter than a year, ever since the state added four non-voting members. It's made it difficult for them to pass some things that even jeopardized a potential multi-million dollar fix with HECO. So they need to fix that there.
Right, and you've been covering all those meetings, so you see the delays.
Yeah, I see it kind of play out firsthand. So they're really hoping that they can fix this and kind of resolve these quorum issues. There's other stuff on the neighbor islands as well. Maui has a proposal that would basically boost the fines on illegal vacation rentals from $1,000 to $20,000 to really try and disincentivize that. There's some interesting things happening on Kauai where they might repeal the public defender on the county level because they feel it's redundant to the what's available for the state office of public defender. And they might also strip the council the ability to create a public an electric power authority based on there already being the Kauai Island Utility Co-op. And basically, if you're satisfied with that, you know, that they've been doing a good job is how the charter amendment that's what they're proposing, that they should strip that the ability.
So, and yeah. The Big Island also has something, too.
Big Island, stay tuned. I checked in with them, and they said they're still working out language on what they might present. The deadline for all of these charter amendments is August 23rd, as well as on the state level with the constitutional amendments. So after August 23rd, we should have a clearer idea statewide and in all of the counties what will be on the general election ballot.
Okay, and hopefully our voters will bone up because, it takes a while to read some of that language on those.
There's a lot of education necessary. Yeah, it's true.
Right. Okay. All right, Marcel, thanks so much.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henri with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.